Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Excuse me, I say, Mrs. Watson.
Thank you. Oh, what a splendid title, Jan. What America Means to Me.
I hope the judges like it.
I hope so, too. Incidentally, I'm very pleased with the way that your work has been improving, Jan.
Thank you.
Of course, I always expect great things from a Brady.
Oh?
Your sister, Marcia, was one of the best students I ever had.
I know, you've told me.
And I'm sure that if you try hard enough, you can do as well as your sister.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Marcia.
Hello, Mrs. Watson.
Oh, Marcia, we were just talking about you.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I stopped by to walk home with you.
I think I can do that all by myself.
Gee. I wonder what's bugging her.
No, I haven't.
Well, they were there when I left for school this morning.
Well, maybe Alice took them down to dust them.
That must be it. Thanks. Alice?
Oh, yeah?
Did you take my awards down to dust?
No, I didn't, Marcia. They were in their usual place when I cleaned this morning.
Well, they're not there now.
We'll find them, sweetie.
A whole lifetime of achievements were on that shelf. All my years of hard work. All my awards! Gone, gone, gone!
And you never got a dramatic award?
Alice, it isn't funny.
Well, they've got to be around somewhere, honey. What about the boys? Maybe they're pulling one of their jokes.
The boys. They sure do have a dumb sense of humor.
Now, you missed it again. I'll watch the master show you how to do it.
I can do that without being a master. Watch me, you guys. Any questions?
All right, you guys. Now, which one of you took them?
Took what?
You know what.
Yeah. Marcia, we didn't take anything, and we're trying to play ball.
They're just trying. I know how.
Hey, give me it.
Come
on, Marcia.
Hey,
come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Nobody gets the ball until I get a straight answer.
About, huh?
She stole our ball. I'm just trying to find out what they did with my school awards. They took them from my room.
We did not. At least I didn't.
Me neither. I wouldn't touch them.
I can't even reach him.
Well, fellas, let's stop kidding around, huh?
Honest, Dad, I didn't lay a hand on him.
Me neither. I'm too short. Well, somebody took them. Mom hasn't seen them, and neither has Alice.
All right, honey, don't worry.
Come on. I'm sure we'll find them. Here.
Marcia, were the boys responsible for the missing awards?
Well, they said they weren't.
Marcia, if you're through with these, can I have them?
Where'd you find my awards, Cindy?
In the closet in my room.
The closet?
What on earth were they doing there?
Hey, I could scratch your name off, Marcia, and put mine on it.
Sorry, Cindy.
Cindy Brady, class president. Hey, that would be really neat.
I wonder how they got in the closet. Thanks for finding them, Cindy.
You're welcome.
I wonder who could have done that, Mike.
I don't know, honey. Everybody's denied it, I guess, except one person, Jan.
But why would Jan do it?
That's a good question.
Oh, Jan, did you put these awards of mine in the closet?
What if I did?
Well, why would you do a thing like that?
Because I felt like it, that's why.
What kind of a dumb reason is that? I want to know why you did it.
It's none of your business.
Jan, wait a minute.
I don't care to discuss it.
Come back here.
Can you hear me, Scrooge?
Sure.
Well, you must admit it was a goofy thing to do.
So I'm goofy. What's that to you? You can at least tell me why.
Hand me another Scrooge.
That's not the point.
It is as far as I'm concerned.
But it was such a dumb thing to do. Is it something I did that made you mad?
I told you I don't want to talk about it.
Just tell me why you did it.
I don't have to tell you anything.
Oh, hi.
What's all the yelling up there? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Uh-huh. That's the kind of nothing that bothers me the most.
I didn't hurt the awards. Marcia always makes such a big deal out of everything.
Jan, if those had been your awards and Marcia had dumped them somewhere, wouldn't you be upset too?
I guess. But every time Marcia turns around, they hand her a blue ribbon or something.
Oh, now, Jan, you know that isn't so. Marcia's worked very hard for those things.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Now, sweetheart.
All those awards staring me in the face was just too much. I'm tired of being in Marcia's shadow all the time.
Now, Jan, you're not in anybody's shadow. Well, Marcia's 3 years older than you. She should have more to show for herself.
Maybe, but everything comes so easy for her.
Oh, Jan, come on. You have to be realistic about this. Nobody has smooth sailing all the time.
Well, that's right. Marcia has her disappointments, too. She doesn't always win.
You'll never guess what! I just got a call from the school. I've been made editor of the school newspaper.
That's fine, honey.
That's great, Marcia.
I've got to call Jennifer. She'll just flip! See what I mean? She wants to be editor. Boom, she's editor.
Jan, you're really not being fair. You know that Marcia's been working on that for months. Look, honey, now if you really feel you're in your sister's shadow, do something about it. Get out and develop your own talent.
That's right, Jan. Some of us are good at one thing and some of us are good at another.
Well, it's like your father and I always say, find out what you do best and then do your best with it.
Maybe you're right, but what can I do best?
Well, if you keep your eyes open, I'll bet you something will present itself.
This is the opportunity I've been waiting for, Katie.
Hey, I think I'll try out for a pom-pom girl, too.
I'm gonna start practicing right after school.
That's one thing my sister's never done, been a pom-pom girl.
Oh, do you have one of those sisters, too?
Have I ever. But I'll show her.
Alice, the news can't be all that bad.
Well, would you know what they say? No news is good news.
What are you cutting up the papers for?
I'm not cutting up papers. I am creating.
Creating? Creating what?
Pom-poms. Jan wants to join her pom-pom squad at school. She wants to practice, so I am creating pom-poms.
Oh, now I get it. The strips of paper, you tie them to the spoons, and pom-poms.
Oh, well, now she's got the idea in your head. Hey, how about a little help?
Sure.
This is fun.
You know, pom-pom girls are really important. Last year, our team was terrible. The cheers were great.
You know, like what, for instance?
I said, hey, hey, what do you say? Who's gonna win the game today? I say, ho, ho, what do you know? The score we've got is gonna grow. I say, hey, hey, ho, ho, come on, team, let's go, go, go.
That's great. Go, go, go.
Well, I hate to say it, fellas, but I think we did it better in my day.
Oh, yeah?
Like what?
Popcorn, peanuts, onion soup. We want a touchdown. Boop, boop, ba-doop.
Boop, boop, ba-doop. I think that's a little old-fashioned, Alice.
Well, in my day, it was as right on as heavy, man, as today.
Hey, I heard a great cheer at Peter's basketball game the other day. But I'll need some help from you guys, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Give me a B!
B!
Give me another B!
B!
Give me another B!
B! B.
What's it spell? What does it spell?
What does it spell?
B, 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 B.
That was a really great one, Bobby.
Hey, hey, there they are. They're finished. How do they look?
Great.
Why don't you try them?
Okay. And... Hey!
No, I better limber up first.
How can you practice being a pom-pom girl without any pom-poms?
Alice is making me some.
Well, I've heard of flying saucers, but shoes?
Well, I was just warming up, Mom.
Anyone for pom-poms?
Those look like mops, Alice.
Well, when they're down here, they're mops. When they're up here, they're pom-poms.
Alice, that's
the best I could do in short notice.
Thanks, Alice.
Well, come on, honey. Let's see you do your stuff.
Okay, Cindy. Now.
She certainly is working hard at it.
She makes it, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I could give Jan a few pointers and show her some steps that I learned when I was trying out for a pom-pom girl.
Marcia, now, I know you want to be helpful, but I think under the circumstances, you better not, hmm?
Yeah. I'm the last person she'd want help from. But I sure am rooting for her.
Well, I think she'd like to know that. Why don't you tell her?
I sure will.
Oh, hey, that's good.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, boy, you've been working.
Yeah, but I still have to practice a whole lot.
Oh, that's okay.
Jan?
Yeah?
I was watching you rehearse before, and I just want you to know I think you're doing great. You really do, Marcia? You might even be chosen to be the leader, Miss Pom-Pom.
Wow, thanks.
Well, I just wanted you to know how I felt. That's all.
That means a lot to me, Marcia.
It's really hard to do it by myself. There's supposed to be three other girls.
What do you think you're doing?
We're just trying to help.
That's all. Hey, that's a great idea. Bobby, you get over there, and Peter, you stand right there. Jan could use some help.
Oh, yes, you boys would make lovely pom-pom girls.
I'm not going to be any pom-pom girl. I'm not even going to be a pom-pom boy.
I really could use some help.
Well, I'm a end a leg. I once won a twist contest.
Hold it. I may have one good kick left.
Okay, now what do we do?
This is a different one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go right, left, right, kick. Left, right,
hey,
left, kick.
It's fun. Come on, Al. Get up there. What's the matter?
That's my two-way stretch. I think it just went three ways.
The last girl up is Jan Brady. Ready, Jan?
Yes, ma'am. We need four pom-pom girls, and the ones we selected to represent the school this year are Gloria Harper, Katie Rand, Judy Smith, and Laura Richmond. Thank you, girls. That's all for today.
To go over to try to cheer Jan up, but I thought I'd just make her feel more upset.
Jan wanted that so badly, too.
She worked so hard for it.
If there's any way I thought I could make her feel better, I'd gladly give back all my awards.
Well, when she gets home, let's not bring up that pom-pom thing. If she wants to talk about it, she will.
I doubt it. She's absolutely miserable.
Hi, have I got terrific news?
You made the pom-pom team.
No, better. Remember my essay on Americanism? It won the contest. I finished the first in the whole school.
Hey,
oh,
that's great.
Wonderful.
Sensational. After I bombed out in the pom-pom tryouts, Mrs. Watson was waiting to tell me. My essay won 98 out of a possible 100 points.
98?
Yes, the highest anybody ever got. The closest was Norris Coombs with 95.
Oh, Jan, we're so proud of you.
Monday morning at assembly, in front of a whole student body, I'm going to be presented with a certificate in the Honor Society.
Oh, I'll make that the headline story in the school newspaper.
Tell me, Miss Brady, how does it feel to be a celebrity?
No different, darling. I'm so used to it. I've been one for almost an hour.
As a mother of a celebrity, Mrs. Brady, would you care to tell us anything about her childhood?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Well, you know, she always was a genius. She learned to say mommy and daddy before she was 6 years old.
One more question, please.
Sorry, miss. I cannot go on any longer. It's been a most exhausting day.
Well, everything's back to normal.
Finally, I did it. Something Marcia has never done in her whole life. 98 points. Spelling 15, grammar 14, neatness 14, originality of idea 15, composition 15, presentation 10, literary style 10. It only adds up to 93. It is only 93. I didn't win. Nora Combs did.
Everybody thinks you won.
But I didn't.
Nobody but you and I know that. We're not gonna tell. are we?
How can I take an honor I haven't earned?
Listen, they owe it to you. You should have been a pom-pom girl. You were the best one there.
Da-da-da-da-da! Congratulations, Honor Society Woman of the Year! I'm going to bake you a cake the size of Mount Rushmore, but much sweeter.
Hey, is this it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal it. I just want to see your terrific score.
Yeah. But I don't want you to smudge it or anything.
98. Wow.
I hope I grow up to be as smart as you.
Yeah, you could use it.
Well, congratulations again, Jan.
Yeah, it's really good.
You finally did something Marcia never did. You're not gonna throw that away, are you?
I guess everybody would be awfully disappointed.
Your mother and father would be crushed. You can't let them down. Besides, you have it coming to you.
I'm happy to say that the PTA Bazaar raised $87 for the Student Activity Fund. The Dramatic Society's annual play will be postponed 1 week. The lab schedules for Science 9B will be posted on the bulletin boards tomorrow. And any students wishing to volunteer for cleanup week, kindly give their names to Mrs. Atterbury.
Proud?
Yeah. Now I'm going to turn over the microphone to Mrs. Watson, who has a very important announcement to make regarding the Honor Society Award. Mrs. Watson.
As you all know, this is the time of year when our students compete for a place in the Honor Society.
Wait, Mrs. Watson.
I'm afraid the announcement I was about to make has to be changed. I just learned that an error was made in scoring the essay contest. The winner of the Honor Society Award is not Jan Brady. It is Nora Coombs with a score of 95. We will present Nora's award at assembly next week so her parents can be present. I wish I had a special award for Jan Brady for calling this error to my attention. She has today set a standard of sportsmanship and honesty that truly gives meaning to the words Honor Society. I'm sure Jan's parents are very proud of her. Her behavior today should be an example to all of us.
And I wanted to win at something so badly, I didn't know what to do.
Well, Jan, sometimes when we lose, we win.
You really created a sensation yesterday, Jan.
Oh?
Yeah. My room is still buzzing about it today.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter with you?
You're the matter with me.
What do you mean?
They changed my room in school today. I got one of your old teachers.
So what?
She heard about what you did. Now all I hear all day is what a great sister I have. Jan, Jan, Jan.
Look, Cindy, some of us are good at one thing and some of us at another.
That's right. So find what you do best and do your best with it.
That isn't going to be easy.
Why not?
I'm good at so many different things.
Hi there.
Hey, you're sure in a good mood?
Yes, I am, and it's all thanks to you.
Me? What'd I do?
Well, you cut my housework in half.
How'd I do that?
By teaching me all those cheers. Now, you know the way I usually dust, you know, like this? Pretty dull work, right?
I guess so.
Well, now, thanks to you, rickety-rack, rickety-rust, give it a flick and away goes the dust. Rickety-rack, rickety-rust, give it a flick and away goes the dust.